Vayter in Shas. We are in Chulin Daf Pei Ches. Picking up by the middle of the page, by the Mishnah. Bamem, Mechasin, Bamem, Mechasin. What do you let it cover the dam with? What do you not let it cover with? Mechasin, Mezevel, Adakam, Chol. That can cover with fine dung, with fine sand. Besid, the Mechar says you could use lime, or you could use ground pottery. Ubilveno, Megufa, Shekshashan, or brick, or if you have the cover of a pottery cask that was crushed up, Rashi Shapir Gigis, or the cover. Aval in mechasel lo bezevel agasel lo chol agas, but it can't be with the coarse dung or with coarse sand. Below the vinim of gufa shelo kushano, whatever with brick or the cover of this cask of this thing that was not crushed up. Below yichpe a love as a kli, you can't turn a kli over on top of it. That's not enough. Kalim v'shamim gamliel davar shemegadol b'tzmacha mechasel, anything that plants can grow, in which plants can grow, can be used to cover the dam. Shemegadol b'tzmacha mechasel, but if you're not able to plant over there, then sorry, you can't use it. Says the Gemara, Hechida Micholdak, what is this fine sand? Any sand that a potter does not need to crush before using it to make pots is considered fine sand. It hits that degree. Rikida Masala Sefer, some teach this definition. Talking about the safe of the Mishnah, with the thick stuff, what's that? Something that the Yotzer has to crush down to go into use. Now, what's the difference between the two different ways we see it? The difference between them is what sand that needs but doesn't need to be crushed. The mifrach ifrachid, it's sand that can be crumbled in the hand and doesn't need to be crushed with the tool. According to the first version, it says any sand that doesn't need crushing is considered fine. That which need only to be crumbled is included in the category of fine sand. According to the later version, that says that any sand that needs crushing is considered coarse, even that which only needs to be crumbled up is in the category of being coarse. Tanarabanan v'chisau, and it says you got to cover it. To cover the dam after you go and you spill the dam on the animal, check that, you have to cover it. Maybe you can use just stones to cover over dirt, or you can cover it with a clay. No, it's got to be done with the dirt on the ground, or the earth over there. If in the Allah, fairly, you know, you could use earth. I mean, nine the rabbis ever that for chol adak, you know, you could use this finely defined dung and fine sand. Ushchikas avada mishchikas charsis, or the groundings of stone and grinding. The pottery is known as pishtan daka, or the chaff, a fine chaff of flax. Beep, turn the page. Pay. Or the fine carpenter's sawdust, v'sid l'chaisis and lime, and pottery clay, levena magufa shakacha, under the brick of the, or again, the cover of the cask, this made out of pottery that was crushed. Tamalomar v'chiso, it says in cover it. Yachol she'enimar ba'af zevel agas v'chol agas, you think I can also include the dung and the coarse sand, shikas klei metachos, or grindings of metal utensils, Levena Magufa Shalokach, under the brick and the earthenware cover, it was not crushed. I would come with some more, so you could use flour, coarse flour, bran. Tamalor, far it's going to be without flour, with dirt. Marois, the rabbi says, Elo, let's just say, Elo. How do you know to include these first things that are able to be used to cover the blood? And you're excluding the ones that are not. And for the Gemara, Acher Shariba, Hakasa, for me, it's since the Pasuk included some things other than earth and excluded others, but didn't say which ones. Marbini Asailu Shane Min Afar, include the things that are, you know, the type of earth like plants can grow on the most. Any Asailu Shane Min Afar, I'm going to exclude the ones that are not the Min Afar. Plants can't grow on them. Ema Vichisau. So when it says, oh, come on, why don't we say Ema Vichisau Klal Afar Prat? And it's a Klal Prat. So it says Vichisau, cover it. That's a general rule. And this is with earth, that's a specific rule. And I have a klal of prat. And in the klal of masher prat, you don't have in the klal except for what's in the prat. Offer in, midachin, no, it's going to only be dirt, something from the earth, but not something else. So why would you go say that and cover it is coming to include something you can grow, you can plant in, even if it's not the earth, the ground? I'm a Rav Murray, we shouldn't have a klal of tzarech leprat, because it's because this and cover it is a klal, it's a general principle that needs the specification. to explain what it means.
Sometimes you need it to clarify what the actual meaning is.
Whenever you need it, whenever you have such a situation, you don't dana in the din of klal prat. Says Gemara Darsh of Nachman by Rav Chista, ein mechasim ela bedavar shizarmo smasmiach. We can't cover the blood except for something which seeds can be planted and it's going to cause them to sprout. So Rashi points out that it can't be soil that's like really hard, intense soil. Lemute eretz melecha. Melecha is like salty, but it means like desert type harsh soil. Amarava hai burcha. What are you talking about? That's not true. Well, what are you talking about? It says enu ikar. You're less than a bore. Amarli Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Larava. Nachman Yitzchak said, my burcha, what's not good about it? Ana amrisa ni'ale. I myself said this thing to him. And it's based on the following verse. I said it. So let's say somebody is walking along in the desert, and there doesn't have offer to go to cover the dam. The shechita of a chayov, right? Shochik dinar zahav mechasa. Grind up a golden dinar, cover with the dust of that. Rashi says, "Come here, yellow for alfer zahav lo." Shechika in avonim lo. Okay, we're gonna see. That's what you do. You're on a boat and you don't have any dirt to go and cover it over. Then the sarif taliso umechasa, just burn a piece of clothing, cover it with that kind of stuff here. So we see that desert sand that's not good for covering dam, and you can't use that type of stuff because it's not going to be able to plant stuff in it. Mishnah Masorif taliso umechasa, get the fact that you close up burning, you know, the clothing, you're going to burn the clothing, you're going to cover with the ashes. Achshkan efer the ikri afar. Because we find that ashes sometimes called earth. Maybe we find that in the Pesukim. Rashi says, me efer srifas achatas. Aladina or zav minalan, where do we find that a ground up golden dinar, how do you could use dust to, you know, to cover the dam? And for the Gemara, where we say, afros zav lo, and it had earth of gold. Ah, nothing like a pasuk in Iyov. So bring it home. Tanu Rabbanan, Zak the Hilig Gemara, in mechasan el ba'afr, you can't cover it except for with earth. Divrei b'shamay, Zak gezok b'shamay. Yeah. So what is he really coming to school? He's coming to school just ashes. He would agree that fine dung and other things that Mr. Say are considered like earth. When they say, we find that ash is called earth. Bishabi said you can't use the ash. But it says, it says that you shall take from the contaminated one from the earth of the burning of the chatas, right? So we see that even ash is going to be used, can use to cover dam. Let's take out the paradumia. Bishame, they say afar srefa yikri. Ash is called earth of burning. Afar stama lorikri, but it's not called simply earth. In reference to covering the dam, the Torah says earth without any sort of change, so therefore you can't use ashes. Tana, it was taught, Tosifu Aleim, they added to them, whoa, Hashachav HaKachal V'nikra Pisulehen, that is ground charcoal, and coal, which is like the type of stuff that, like an eyeliner type of blue something or other, and the scrapings of millstones. Some say even zarnich, which is, oh gosh, I'm gonna read that Rashi a bit, or piment. Rashi says sevetzov, it's this yellowish type of color, like powder. Amar Rava. B'schar sh'amar Avram Avinu v'anochi afar ve'efer. With the schar that Avram Avinu said of I am but earth and ashes. Right? It says, Pasuk says, Vayan Avram v'yomar. Hinei naho alti ledaber el Hashem v'anochi afar ve'efer. This is by the whole storyline of Sodom, and Hashem says, you know, who am I? I'm sorry, Avram Avinu says, who am I? I'm just offer ve'efer, but maybe we could save them. And the fact that he said such a thing, that was a big deal. And the schar of Avram Avinu saying such a thing, zochu banu l'shtei mitzvos. His children were zochu to have two mitzvos, efer para v'afer sota. That is the ashes of the paraduma and that the earth of the sota. That was the sota water, the earth stuff that was mixed into what you had to drink. For lechshuv nami afer kisadan,
Aye, what about the Kisoy Dam? Why didn't you get that in the schus of Avram Avinu saying it? I don't know. Hatsam Hechsher Mitzvah. That's a Hechsher Mitzvah. Hana Alecha, but there's no Hana from that Mitzvah. Rashi says that Hana Alecha by Mitzvah Zudah Balav Kisoy Nami Avram Mishter Basa. Even without covering it, still the meat's going to be mutter to eat. Avaba Afer Para, Ifer Para. Ika Hana Shemitairo Mitumaso. He's down from the Tumah to the Taira, the Lav Afer. And the Taira, there's no Taira for such a thing. Olam said on. Afer Sota, Matur Shalom Inish Lishto, Vinix of his Aaron, Vinix of Zaren. Also doing, being Shalom to husband and wife, and cleanses her, and brings that she's going to have children. So the schar from in itself. For the schar from Avinu coming and he's saying, peep, turn the page. Pay tes amaraf. Imichut v'adsrochnal. If from the thread or from a shoe strap. Right? This is when the king's stone said to Avinu, keep all the stuff of Sodom that he had gotten during battle, the war in the four and five kings, and just give me the people. But Avinu refused to accept even, you know, anything from him in order to get any anah from something that was stolen. Rashi shalom ratzalon, so he gets, I know I'm going to take anything from something which is stealing in any way, shape, or form. Zochel banav shtei mitzvahs, they got two mitzvahs from that. L'chut shel tcheles, one is the string, the thread of tcheles, or tzur shel tefillin, and the ritzua of tefillin. All right, so there are two things that came out of that. Rashi says that l'chut shel tcheles is l'tzitzis, or tzur shel tefillin, l'kshar. Bishlam r'shul tefillin, okay, and send another thing, if it's tefillin, k'siv v'ro, kol ha'ami ha'aret, k'shem Hashem nikra lecha. It says all the nations of the world will see that the name of Hashem is upon you, and they're going to be fearful of you. This is talking about the tefillin that are found on the head. Rashi says, "O sein lechol ki shem Hashem nikra lecha." It's a sign for everyone that the name of Hashem is upon you. Now, ela chut shel tcheles mai. What's chut of tcheles? So what's the hana, the benefit that you get in this world, right? My hanaika, that I have enough that they scared you. Time was on a bicep, we may remember manishtana, tcheles, we call it savon. What's the difference, distinguishes tcheles from all other dyes that's used for tzitzis? Rashi says, kikasa torah letzitzis, my place of tcheles dolem yam. Because the tcheles is similar to the yam, to the sea. Just to interject quickly with Rashi, not to read the whole thing, but chilazon is min hayam. It comes from the yam. Who ola achas l'shim shana comes up once every seven years. Amaris damon, its dam is dom liyam, is very similar to the yam. V'yam anu roam shadom lirakia, and that's going to jump into the back of the Gemara. Tcheles dol liyam. V'yam dol lirakia. It looks like this guy. V'rakia dom liyam and sapir. It's like the sapphire stone. The even sapir dom likisakar. It's similar to the color of the kisakar. D'chsev v'yar. Vayiru es Elokei Yisrael v'tachas raglav, and they saw the God of Israel. The pasuk actually continues and says v'tachas raglav kamase livnas hasapir ketzam shemayim atar. It had this type of, it's like the sapphire brickwork and like the essence of the heavens in purity. So it's saying there's a similarity between the heavens and the sapphire. Oksiv kamari evan sapir dumus kisei, and it says like the appearance of the sapphire stone is likeness of this kisei. So the sapphire is like the heavenly throne. So it comes out that when somebody looks at the heavenly throne, he's reminded that when Hashem looks at his heavenly throne, he's reminded of the yidden that do the mitzvah of tzitzis. And therefore, that's, I don't know, it's amazing flip. I've always heard it, was that we look at this and it reminds us of something. It's actually saying that because Baruch Hu is, so to speak, reminded of something over here. He looks at that and reminds us of what we're doing over here, and therefore that's a big deal. That's a big anah. Let's read that wrong. That long Rashi. Connected, which is opposite all of the equal to all the other mitzvos. Okay, my friends, you know what? Let's just read one more line-ish, and that is as follows. Amar Rabbi Abba, when we said Avraham Avinu didn't want to accept the Michut v'Atzochnal from Sodom, we say the following: Kasha Gezel Anechel, stolen property that has been eaten, has already consumed, is a big deal. Rashi says that is a Gozov Ochel Kasher La'asos Tshuva. It's very hard to do tshuva from such a thing because it doesn't exist anymore. right? If you still have, you can return it, but if it's not there anymore, what are you going to do? Shafil tzaddikim gemurim ein yochal lachziro. Even great, great tzaddikim are able to go and to return it. Shenemar biladai rak ashaachla na'arim. Far from me, only that which the young men have eaten. This is also the same idea of what Avraham Avinu answered to the Melech Sodom over there. He said he didn't want to take, you know, michuta tzochnal. He said he's not going to return the stuff, the booty that was already consumed by the young man who came to him into battle. But the point is, yeah, you can't return something once it's already gone. And be careful, no stealing, and certainly don't get rid of it if you did. Make sure you return it. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.